Alaska's Food Assistance Program has processed the oldest applications from a backlog plaguing the state for more than a year, but applicants are still facing months-long delays. The State Division of Public Assistance administers the federally funded Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which served about 90,000 Alaskans last year, about 12% of the state's population. In April 2023, when the backlog was at its worst, thousands were waiting for help buying food, some for as long as 8 months. Public Assistance Director Deb Etheridge says the division has hired more people to process applications. She says the Federal Food and Nutrition Service that oversees the program wanted the state to prioritize the oldest applications and renewals.
We had some guidance from FNS where they really strongly recommended that we focus on the original backlog because some of those cases were very old. So we did, we attacked, we got rid of the old backlog on September 1st, and then that unfortunately created sort of a newer backlog.
Etheridge says the current processing wait is about 3 months, but anyone who qualifies for an expedited application, including those with very low disposable income or assets, will be processed quicker. Etheridge says applications in what she calls the new backlog are easier to process because the applicant's information is more often up to date. People are less likely to have moved or changed jobs in the time that they've been waiting. And she says there are now two teams managing applications and renewals. One is working on the current paperwork, and the other is dedicated to the backlog. Etheridge will not offer a guess on how long it might take to get through all of the 8,500 pending applications and renewals, but she says the backlog team is processing about 500 cases per week.
We're just really laser focused on getting through our backlog, and we're committed to problem solving so we're not in this situation again.
Etheridge says the department is creating an online application for SNAP, which they plan to start using in December. She thinks that will help make applications easier to process because people will be less likely to skip required fields in an online form. The department also plans to create an online client portal to manage applications. Eventually, Etheridge says, that will help make back-and-forth communication more transparent.